Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to another Sunday segment of the A New Day Show. On Sundays, as you know, we focus on life issues, overcoming or embracing adversities, reinventing your lives, or any other life issues that we may be encountering. Well, today we have two very special guests. We have Dr. Lauren Du and Prophetess Argina Du, and they are coming to us out of Denver, and we are going to be having a blessed show today. I want to encourage you to call in. The number to call is 646-915-8166. And for those of you who are already in the chat room, I see Dr. Du. Not only is he hanging out in the virtual green room, he's also in the chat room. So I want to welcome you, sir. And also guest 3455, I welcome you. And Vanna XK, thank you again for coming and for helping me. As always, I see this as an honor to be on this broadcast with you again. I do not take it lightly because I know that you could be doing anything else with your Sunday evening. And you tune in to listen. So it is indeed a blessing. And before I bring my guests on, I just want to do some housekeeping. I want to remind you to save the date for the Vision Weekend Conference. It's going to be a Vision Transformation Revolution Weekend. It's taking place March the 23rd through the 26th in New York City. And I want to introduce to you the speakers so far, Mr. Simon T. Bailey, and Simon is the founder of the Brilliance Institute down there in Florida. We have Mr. Leon Ellis. Mr. Leon Ellis is a restaurateur, and he's entrepreneur, and he's also motivational speaker. We have Miss Jan Mullock. Jan is a master of positive achievement, and she's coming to us from the UK. Miss Crystal Washington is a marketing and social media strategist, and she is out of Houston, Texas. Mr. Willie Crawford is a joint venture guru and also a millionaire. Mr. Sam Orm is out of Atlanta, Georgia. And he is the founder of One Voice Worldwide. Dr. Cheryl Cuddle is a strategic planner and Business Development Consultant out of Ontario, Canada. Mr. Stephen Jackson, he is a original geek and he is a media guru out of New York City. Attorney, intellectual property and copyright attorney, Aurella Mitchell Durant out of Arizona. And out of Hawaii, Mr. Brian D. Ridgway, who is a transformational mentor. And out of Israel, Mr. Kobe Haberman. And Kobe is the CEO of Strategic Landscape Limited. He's also the chairman for the Israel Peace Initiative. And Mr. Ed Foxworth III is a personal productivity strategist, and he is out of Detroit. Mrs. Jennifer Sertle is an author and strategic expert. Mrs. Chandel Pitts is the owner of Black Cat Design, and she is the creator of the Vision Weekend conference logo. And she does anything you see that has graphic design for anything that I do. She's my designer that creates that. And Mr. James Nimley. And James is the founder and CEO of the Better Business Builders. And of course, I've been blessed. I'm the one that the Lord gave the vision to. And all these people are coming together to help me give birth to that. So here is what you can do for us in the meantime. Will you please visit the Vision Weekend Conference at facebook.com/visionweekend and like the page so you can be kept informed. So I look forward to seeing you there on March the 23rd through the 26th in New York City. And I think I have Prophetess on, so let me just welcome her to the show and test her sound. And
okay,
Prophetess, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I am wonderful. Is the sound okay?
It's wonderful. It's wonderful.
All right. And welcome, Mr. James Kerouac from Canada. Thanks for listening to my show, my brother. Thank you so much. So without any further delay, I want to bring on both of my guests and thank them for taking time out of their extremely busy schedule to be with me this evening and to invest into my vision and calling and also into the lives of each of my supporter and listener. And what I'm going to do first, I am going to ask Prophetess Argina Du to please introduce herself to the listeners.
Praise the Lord. My name is Argina Du, and they call me Prophetess Argina Du. And the prophetess came from my birth into my mother's womb by God, that I was called a prophetess from birth, and my mother recognized that because God explained it to her.
Wonderful.
So, and I just want to say that I'm glad to be here. I am married to Dr. Lawrence E. Du. We have two children, and we have three grandchildren. And I thank Dr. Daphne for having us here today.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, Prophetess Argina. Dr. Du, would you please introduce yourself?
Well, I am Lauren Du, and I'm in Colorado. I'm from California. I'm a servant of the living God. I'm a worker in the area. So many different things God has blessed me with, and I thank him. I am an accountant. I am a writer, an author, even an award-winning author, matter of fact, and counselor, pastor, teacher, brother, father, and a son.
Wonderful.
I'm God's man, and thank you, dear heart, for having us to be on your program.
Yes, thank you. It's a blessing because you are doing amazing work. You know, one of my Facebook friend, I think from Detroit, wrote, I think it was yesterday, I went on her page and she was listing all the things that society uses as crutches to make mistakes. And she said that Steve Jobs was born out of wedlock. He was given up for adoption. He dropped out of college, yet he changed the world. So what's your excuse? And as I listen to you introduce yourself and I've read part of your bio, I know, Dr. Dew, that you did not have a smooth beginning in life, yet you did not allow any of those things to prevent you from walking into all those amazing, authentic things that you are called to do. You are going about doing what you're called to do, and you're helping others, especially children, to identify when there are behaviors that is demonstrated towards them that's not appropriate. So you have turned around the adversity that happened to you as a child, and you have used it to empower yourself, and therefore you're empowering others. Do you care to share something about that?
Well, you know, the beauty of it is, as a child being molested, being raped and abused by my father and brother at a very young age, 4, 5, 6, 7, and then becoming promiscuous as a young child and involved in all kind of stuff in the community where I lived, and went on to go through life, get saved. This was 4, 5, 6 years old, 11, God received me as a son. I was saved, filled with the Holy Spirit, baptized. And at 13, God gave me a call to teach. And yet, through all of that, I was still a promiscuous person. Finally got married at a young age of 18. And somewhere in there, going on, God blessed me with a son, blessed me, you know, with a daughter. And then, but I was still out there doing my thing because I finally rebelled. I just couldn't take it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord just called me and said, it's time.
Mm-hmm.
And when he said it's time, I stopped that rebellious place I was that
mm-hmm.
day, that in one day.
Mm-hmm.
And God started the healing process.
Mm-hmm.
And in that healing process, I was able to forgive my father, forgive my brother, and to go forward in him and
mm-hmm.
say, I will serve you.
Mm-hmm.
And he took the hate out,
mm-hmm.
you know, for 10 years I wanted to kill my father.
Mm.
And God wouldn't let me. I had a plan to get rid of my father and my brother, but God didn't let me do it, thank heavens.
Mm-hmm.
And he took all that hate and that venom out of me
mm-hmm.
and placed in me love and gave me hope.
Yeah, isn't it amazing when we insert love and light into the dark places? It just frees us. It just frees us up. And, you know, I know there's someone who needed to hear this story today, because there are a lot of hurt that's going on, and people are holding on to those hurt and anger. And you got to know, regardless of what happened in your past, you have to begin to put light in that dark place and begin to send love towards your perpetrators, and know that
Amen.
You will be free.
Amen.
You will be free to do big and better and greater things. Do not allow your past to hold you hostage or in prison.
Amen.
Prophetess Dew, you mentioned about, you're not just getting the title now, you were born a prophetess. Would you love to shed some light on that for the listeners, please?
You know, as my mother was in her birth with me, she stated that when I was born, she told me when I was, maybe, 8 or 9 years old, about I had a gift. But the gifting came because God was ministering to me, and my mother finally told me, she said, when I was carrying you, God showed me you in a garden. And in that garden, there were flowers, many flowers, all different colors, all different sizes. And you had on a blue dress with a blue bonnet. And
mm-hmm.
My mother said, I asked God, what is this, God? And the Lord, hallelujah, oh, Jesus. The Lord told my mother, this is a prophetess. She
mm-hmm.
will pick souls for my glory. And my mother said, a prophetess, because, see, we have a Baptist background.
Mm-hmm.
And God said, she is my prophetess that I've chosen.
Mm-hmm.
She will minister to thousands of people.
Mm-hmm.
She will tell them what thus says the Lord. She is mm-hmm. mine, and I have chosen her.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother was just flabbergasted.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother would tell me things about the time she was in the birth and how it was and how her and my dad, you know, and disagreements and everything, and
mm-hmm.
how when I started growing up that the anointing came because I was raped, I was molested, and
mm-hmm.
I was sexually abused, and I was abused in a marriage.
Wow.
Before I met Dr. Du. And I kept saying to myself, if I'm in God, why are all these things happen? And then I
mm.
had an abortion.
Mm.
But I learned through Jesus Christ
mm.
that he chooses us.
Yes.
And when we learn to choose him back in return,
mm-hmm.
our lives are in him.
That's
he
right.
has a designated for us to do great things for his glory.
Mm-hmm.
We may have trials and tribulations and troubles and suffer, but when we learn that suffering will bless us to bless someone else.
That's right. That's right.
That's the greatness of the gift of the calling. It's
that's
not
right.
so much the title of your name, but
that's
it's
right.
are you doing what God called you to do? Are you
exactly.
sharing with others that mm-hmm. you can be delivered? Because when I was raped, I had no idea. I thought these girls liked me, but
mm-hmm.
they didn't. I went on a ride with them, and the football team was waiting on the mountain for me, and mm-hmm. they raped me because I hadn't had any sex or anything.
Wow.
They raped me.
Mm.
You know, I had been molested when I was 9,
mm.
and then I was raped in high school at the age of 13. That was traumatic. I had no father to turn to. My dad wasn't there in the home. My
mm.
mother was raising all of us. I have 7 sisters and brothers, and I'm the oldest. She
mm.
worked 2 jobs, and
mm.
when that happened to me, I couldn't even come home to share with my mother.
But
they brought me home and dropped me off, and I didn't know what to do.
My God.
And I in the midst of it, my brother, who's under me, came out, and he said, what happened to you? And I told him, and we started crying, and he told my cousin, and they went out looking for them. And
mm.
God told me, he said, I am your father, Argina.
Mm.
I take care of you.
Mm.
I love you.
Mm.
And honest to God, every one of those men that did what they did to me has suffered great affliction. I think
my
two
God.
Are alive today.
Yes.
One.
Yes.
Ooh. So I'm just saying that, hallelujah, whatever you've been in or whatever
yes.
has happened to you, our God is a deliverer.
That's
our
right.
God loves you. He can love you up in the worst circumstances and
mm-hmm.
let you know that you are not alone in
that's
your
right.
journey.
That's right. He never leaves you nor forsake you. I want to just welcome Cynthia to the Cynthia Nogles to the show. Guest 3729, my lighthouse brother from Canada, James Kerouac, to the show. Thank you, guys. And listen, feel free and feel welcome to call in at any time. If you have a remark, a comment, or a question for either Dr. Du or Prophetess Argina, the number to call is 646-915-8166. So remember, call in. We got to make them and show some love and let them know that the people on this show some love. So I just want to take a quick commercial break.
Hello and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Husson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
All right, and we want to go now back to Dr. Du. I'm going back and forth between both of my guests, and when you call in, you please let me know, or if you're typing in the chat room, let me know to whom your question is, whether it's Dr. Lauren Du or Prophetess Argina Du. So I want to go back to Dr. Du. You wear so many hats, and I am sure you wear them well.
Amen.
And you know, Dr. Du, you spoke about all the adversities that you went through as a child. At what stage of your life did you say, you know, what happened? I need to go on with my life. I need to take certain steps to heal myself. At what stage and what were the steps you took?
You know, before I answer that question, I want to make this comment to someone listening, because they say to you that there are some people who are considered the jack of all trades and the master of none. And that used to trouble me. I'm 65 years old, and I used to be bothered by that because I would do so many different things. I mean, 20 years of playing the piano, classical piano, and learning concertos, and then taking all this accounting, being an accountant for 40 years, mm-hmm. and all the different things that God has allowed me to do, and do them fairly well for His glory. And it bothered me because I say, oh, Lord, people think that I'm just going from this to that.
No,
and God said,
you.
I wired you this way.
That's
for
right.
a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And so to answer your question, that was about the time I was getting the understanding of how to answer your question, how I knew it was time to release, because when He spoke to me and allowed me to go through some things right mm-hmm. towards the end, almost stabbed with a pair of scissors
wow.
By one of the many women I was with, almost stabbed with a stiletto,
wow.
and the stiletto went into somebody else's head, not mine. And when bullets were flying through my car, and the windows were open, and I'm driving down 14th Street, East 14th Street in Oakland, and God protected me. And then when God said it's time, I knew it was time, but I wasn't still had repressed memories, still
yes.
things repressed. Mm. And as I started to yield to Him, He spoke. Now, I think the key moment, if people want to say, what was the key moment? The key moment was when the Lord spoke to me, and I hadn't made the move yet, but He spoke. He said, you will not do to your son what was done to you.
Wow.
I heard that. And so it's like, okay, Lord, I'm not going to bother my son, not going to touch him. Because I was still a promiscuous man
mm-hmm.
for so many years, through my first marriage of 24 years,
mm.
through my second marriage of 6 months, and then God blessed me to be celibate, waiting for the wonderful woman that's on the line now, my wife.
Mm.
And somewhere in there, but way back, you know, so I knew that I couldn't touch him. And I knew that the transition, so it was somewhere in that whole period when
mm-hmm.
things started just to change.
Mm.
And God started to deal with me and then started to bless me. And then I went to school. I've been going to school all my life and was writing back in 96. I had received my master's and my doctor mm-hmm. of ministry. And as I was doing that, so as recent as 1996, still in the healing process, and it's a process that goes on.
Mm-hmm.
I want people to understand that. You don't just all of a sudden it's over. No, it's
no,
a
no,
process
no, it's not no
through life.
Result, right.
It's through life.
Mm-hmm.
But in 96, I started writing, and I got the permission to write about this for
mm-hmm.
my PhD, for my dissertation.
Mm-hmm.
And from 96 to 2005, the greatest amount of revelations, and I can just give you one after the other,
mm.
of all the things that God showed. He'd tell me something, then He'd confirm it.
Mm.
I'd hear it in my spirit, or I'd see it. I'd hear it in my spirit, and somebody would say it. I mean, just
mm-hmm.
how God dealt. So that first book, Don't Say a Word About This,
mm-hmm.
was a true product from the Lord
mm-hmm.
of healing for people to know that God is concerned about all aspects of our life.
Mm.
And yes, we are spiritual beings,
mm-hmm.
but we walk around in bodies.
Thank you.
And
that's right.
He wants our bodies to be protected, and He wants mm-hmm. us to not be abused.
Yes,
abuse is not of God.
That's right.
People think it. They say, God don't say anything about it. Yes, he says a lot about it, and mm-hmm. we can give you chapter, scripture, and verse
mm-hmm.
where it's
yes.
dealt with in the Word.
We are spiritual beings. We're walking around, and we have some human experience, but people live it the other way around. They don't see themselves as spiritual beings,
mm-hmm.
and that's why there's so much things that's all messed up
mm-hmm.
in the world, and there's so much hate
mm-hmm.
and prejudice that's going on, because when we see ourselves as authentic spiritual beings, it doesn't
mm-hmm.
matter your hair texture, it doesn't matter the color of your skin.
That's right.
It doesn't matter, because we know that you and I are brothers and sisters. It doesn't matter whether we ever set eyes on each other.
Nope.
We know that we belong. And you know, people go in there fighting war and this. And I said, you know, true peace is going to come when we understand that each woman is your sister and each man is your brother. Until we are able to demonstrate that kind of a love to each other, we're still going to be in turmoil. We are still going to be in turmoil. I want to remind people, come on, guys, call in. 646-915-8166. I hope you all have a question. And, you know, let me see who. Prophetess Argina, you got
yes.
to tell the people how you and Dr. Du met. You got to tell them.
Well, praise be to God. Well, you know, when you're in the Lord and you ask God to, I wanted to get married again. And the Lord told me I was on a women's retreat.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord said to me, when I was ministering all the women about marriage and about getting married, and God ministered to me and said, you'll meet your husband in 3 days. And I'm like, oh, my God. Okay. Okay, God, all right. And, you know, and I'm telling you honest truth, you can write your request to God. You can write down what you need and desire. Believe me, God will answer your prayers.
Oh, yes.
I wanted a man of God that would love me like God does me.
Mm-hmm.
And see, in the midst of all of this, God had taught me to start loving him and doing his will. God
mm-hmm.
even spoke to me one day when I passed the flower shop, go in there and buy you a rose. And I went in there and bought me a rose because
right.
it came from God. And if women would understand how precious you are in God's
yes.
eyesight, it doesn't matter what you've been through. It doesn't matter what happened to you. When you give yourself to God, he'll give you the best.
Mm-hmm.
So I went home from the retreat after I ministered to the women, and I was on the elevator in the apartment complex I was living in, and God said again, in 3 days, you will meet your husband. I said, okay, all right. So Monday morning, I went to work, and I was the bishop's secretary, and the phone rings, and it's this man of God. Woo, hallelujah. I'm sorry, you guys. Hallelujah.
You don't need to apologize. No.
And God said, that's your husband. I said, what? And I said that to myself. I hadn't even met this man. And he said, I'm calling to speak to Bishop. And I said, well, hold on. I'll be right with you. And, I had to get my breath. And when I came back to the phone, he says to me, he said, you're my wife. And I said, oh, my God, this is too much. And hallelujah. And he said, may I get your phone number? May I call you? So I gave him my phone number, and that night I went home from work. My phone was turned off. I think it was for $25 or something. It was turned off. So the next day he calls me when I get to work, and he says, why did you give me a phony number? You know, I said, no, my phone was turned off. And he said, I know that you're my wife. And I'm like, oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, this is too much. And I'm going to tell you honest truth, I'm much taller than Dr. Du. He's short. And I had no idea, so I'm telling you guys, you better be sure in what you requested me. Because when I went to the airport to meet him for the first time, I hid behind the pillars at the airport because I didn't want him to see me. When I saw him and that he was short, I almost passed out. I told God, what is wrong with you? I said, oh, my God. And he was there with his little leather coat on, little brown leather jacket on, with his little briefcase in his hand, just looking all around. And the Lord said, don't do him like that. I said, what? He's short. You know, and God said, you go out from behind here and you go and meet him. Oh, my God. I'm telling you, God is awesome. So I went up and tapped him on his shoulder and I said, here I am. And he said, oh, my God, I knew you'd be my wife. She's tall, God, and that's what I wanted, a tall wife. You know, so I'm here to tell you, God is able. 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 He's an awesome God. He's an awesome God.
Or prepares a platform shoe?
No! he has flat shoes on. I'm about 2 inches taller than Dr. Doom.
That's so funny. It's a good thing love knows no height, you know? That is too
it
funny.
Is.
Listen,
it is.
I know this better stir some phone calls, you all.
646-915-8166.
I'm in conversation with Prophetess Arjina Du and Dr. Lauren Du. Wow. So, Dr. Du.
Well, you know, and she tells you that, but what she doesn't tell you is that it was 90 days before we actually met.
But we met.
Never had seen each other. I'd been at the church visiting several times, well, I think three times that summer, maybe
yeah.
two or three times, and big church, very large church, and she was the man's secretary that I was visiting, but I wasn't paying attention to her, and I'm not sure what I was up to, but I just said, at that point, I was so spiritual, I was just fasting and praying, because I used to fast, I was fasting so often, and so when I finally saw her, I said, oh, thank you, Jesus. I'd ask God for a tall wife with a daughter. I wanted a daughter because I had a son.
Yeah.
And I got my wish.
This is honest, too. I'm
I got
telling
my
you,
wish.
God can do anything but fail. I'm telling you, because in the midst of waiting those 90 days, and I went to my apartment, God told me that my husband now had a son.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, my God. And God said, you will know. And one of the ministers over the deaf ministry called me. And he said, God said that he sent your husband. And don't reject him when you meet him. My mother called me and says, I see your husband. He has a round face. And it's kind of chubby with his cheeks. Mama said, that's your husband. I said, oh, Lord. And then when I met him, I just about said, God. You know, but God was giving me his best.
Yes.
That's what God wanted me to have. He wanted somebody to love me.
Yeah,
and
not
see,
your best. Not
nah,
your
his
best.
Best.
That's
his
right.
His best for me. His best for my daughter, because God knew I didn't want anybody raising her that would not love her and treat
right.
her right. I didn't want nobody to molest her as
right.
I had been molested.
Yes.
And I'm telling you now, you that are listening in, I know you said that to your friend in Canada. I'm going to say to your friend in Canada that God never, never, never fails. God has you in a waiting mode. Just stand there and wait on the Lord. If you would just give your total self to him and stop worrying about what others are thinking about or when the finances are coming in or when the money's going to turn over, hallelujah, or turn around, hallelujah. If you would just say, God, okay, I'm going to do what you said do, and I'm not going to be fearful or afraid. I'm not going to worry anymore. I'm in your care. I'm here to tell you, Mr. Canada, whoever in Canada, God is able. He will not fail. You've been disappointed so many times, you're afraid to even step out in a new business venture. Entrepreneurship belongs to you. God is in the midst of doing what he will do for you if you trust him. See, that's what it is with Dr. Du and I. It's a trial of trust and faith in God. I'm telling you, we go through like anybody else does. Sometimes we feel like, oh, my God, when are we going to stop this? But in this situation of God bringing us together, I'm telling you honest truth, it was amazing how God brought us together. God blessed us, and we would pray together, and this is the 90 days before we even met each other. Once we met each other on the phone, we would pray every morning. He had phone bills out of this world. Am I right, honey?
Oh, yeah.
Every morning.
Incredible.
Every morning.
Well, my friend and James in Canada, he said he hear you. So he's listening. He's right above you in the chat room.
I see him in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
but I just want to say that when God is in the midst of working things for you, you're going to have trials, you're going to have negativity, but don't forget that when you have said to God, I surrender, his heart is in you and your heart is in him, James. God will not fail. You cannot see the vision clearly. It's like it's a wall that is blocked.
Yeah,
I open a line. Somebody else have an eye open, but she was talking, so I had to close it back. I'm going to open your line, Vanna. You got to keep quiet. So I am going to open up your line now. Thank you, Prophetess. I think Miss Vanna probably have a question for you. I'm going to open your phone now.
Yeah.
Miss Vanna?
Hi.
You're on live. Do you have a question?
I had a question, but because I was trying to call in, I had a little problem, so I didn't hear what James asked.
That's okay. You'll hear when you listen on the archive. You'll hear what James got. What's your question, honey?
Oh, my question was actually for her husband.
For Dr. Dew?
Yeah, for Dr. Dew.
Uh huh.
I was asking him, how did God come to him?
When he
was going through all of that.
Dr.
How did God come to me?
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
You have to understand that God speaks to all of us, and in degree. Some of us, we hear different ways. But I heard the Lord in my spirit, and I was called also from birth with my gift. And I've been hearing him all my life. I've been telling people stuff from a child. It used to upset people, kind of like what my wife said, but our paths have been different. Obviously, but thank God for the experience. And so I would hear him in my spirit and know. And then when I'd hear it in my spirit, he'd give me the confirmation in the natural. And the reason that, let me just say this to everyone about this whole thing of spiritual, because we are all spirits. That's number one.
Yeah,
we are a tripart being. We are a spirit that we habitate a body. And the breath of life of soul is in us. And so we're tripart. So the real you is a spirit. And God is a spirit. And so these bodies get in so many people's way because they think it's it. And it's not. The body, this world that we look at, we can see, is so limited. It's not the real world. So, yeah, he spoke to my spirit. And I listen.
And it's like people say they get a hunch or the intuition. That's what that is, and that's why it's important to pay attention to our intuition.
Well,
we need to pay more attention to that instead of running around asking for people's approval, because God is speaking to us every day. Because He's on the inside of us, because we are a spirit. So when we acknowledge his presence every day, when he gives us another opportunity to be breathing oxygen, we know everywhere we go, he is with us. So if you never put foot in a church again for the rest of your life, every day you go, God is on the inside of you everywhere you go.
That
so you are the church as a person. It's not the building that you go to.
Yeah. Well, the reason why I asked that question, mainly, it was because my mother, as a young girl, had suicidal thoughts also. After she had me, she went into this financial crash with her shops and stores and all of that. And she just had me, and my grandmother just came from Canada and came down. My father and my mother was going through a rough patch, and she found out a lot of things that he was doing, and she was just going through a lot. So she was in the store one day, and she was writing her suicidal letter. Sitting in the salon, the salon is cut into four. it's a four-way salon. So there's this cross in the middle of the salon. At the back was my nursery. At the front was the hairdressing part. At the other side was the nail part. And around the back was the kitchen. Around the back had a window. But she said to herself she's not going to kill herself right there because she don't want drunk or frying her. So she said she could come around the front. So that when she kill herself, if the lady come that own the place, come and see her, they will see her at the front. So she there walking now with the knife, putting down the letter right at the, she love peach. So she had this peach table, so she put it on the peach table there and standing up. And she said she ready now. The phone started to ring. So it was a lady called Miss Chin. Miss Chin now, she caught and she went to answer the phone same way. And Miss Chin said, Bernadine, Bernadine, what you were supposed to do, God said he will take care of you. Don't you worry about a thing. And she hang up the phone and Miss Chin said she's still going to do it.
Mm.
She go back and she go back at the front. The phone ring again. So some in her just said, go and answer the phone. It was this lady named Dotlin. There's another, she just passed off a year ago. And she went to talk to on the phone and Dotlin said, Bernadine, Bernadine, God said anything you are going to do now, stop it. Because he said he will take care of you. And they end the phone. She put on the phone, still determined to kill herself. I'm saying she's going to give me to my grandmother because the letter she told me that had in my grandmother said, I must go and live with my grandmother. My grandmother must take me up with her. And she was telling who she going to give the house to, who she going to give this to, and all of that. So she was, she went back and she was standing up there again. And she started to cry and she started to pray and said, God, please forgive me for all of this.
Mm.
And the phone rang again. And it was a lady named Miss Pickersgill.
Mm-hmm.
And Miss Pickersgill said, Bernadine, Bernadine, God knows you by name. He says anything you are going to do, leave it alone. He will take care of you.
Wonderful.
My mother dropped the knife and started to talk to her. So, no, I'm here and I still have my mother. Praise the Lord.
So, you know,
Praise God.
And Vanna. You asked Dr. Dew about how you know when God spoke. So each of those telephone calls,
God speaking to her
through those people.
But I just wanted to know if he had a moment like that.
Everybody have unique moments, honey.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to meet me.
Okay. All the moments I had, they were unique because, like I said, how they were unique for me was God would give me a confirmation through someone else or through a situation, through a movie, through so many different ways. But I'd hear in my spirit, and I'd say, okay, then I'd see it.
Mm-hmm.
My wife, I think she has one where she was in prayer, where she had a phone that was unplugged and in prayer, and the phone rang. And it shouldn't have rang.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it was unplugged. How can an unplugged phone ring?
Right.
That's God.
Thank you, Vanna.
We knew it was God. Good question. Excellent question.
I'm going to mute you, honey. There is a question in the chat room. Cynthia wants to find out. I'm trying to be an entrepreneur. I joined a company as an independent distributor in August, but I am concerned if this is what I need to be doing. I have dire financial needs as I am supporting several family members that have lost jobs. Cynthia, are you in Canada too? Type and let me know, Cynthia, if you're in Canada. Okay, she's not saying. So I don't know who wants to take that request, whether Dr. Dew or Prophetess Argina.
Dr. Dew?
Well, when you go into a business, one of the things you want to do first is, and I've learned this the hard way, not through all of my theory and all that, you want to ask God. Mm. And so my first question back to Sister Cynthia would be, did you ask God, should you do this?
Mm-hmm.
That would be the first question. And then if God, if you truly heard him and you know it was God, and you test it, and we can teach you how to hear from God. We do that each week. Then if you've heard from him, then he said that he will bless you. He will prosper you. We say a confession each day. God is our protection and provision. And so he will open and make the way. Now, if you didn't ask God and you just went into this because somebody pressured you, it was one of these kinds of things, selling things where, you know, they just pressure people to become a distributor and you get all your family in. And when you run out of family, what do? You know, or they tell you you don't have to sell and they tell you all these different things. You don't have to do this. Listen, there are no free lunches. Okay?
That's right.
You have to work. And so if they got you in there under false pretenses, then you want to stop today and ask God, what am I supposed to do? Ask God where to go. Because in the midst of this time of dire struggling that the world has been in, and they've been lying to us here in America about this last from 2009-10, about we have been in a depression, and we have been, this has been as almost, if not as great as the depression of the 1930s. So if we look back, they're going to finally tell the truth sooner or later. But regardless of that, we don't concern ourselves with that. Because our protection and provision comes from the Father. And what God gave my wife and I, the sister asked about, do we hear from the Lord? God gave us in 2008, six months before all the crash and all the stuff, he gave us to go into Matthew 6:33, a simple verse. But when he spoke to me, it enlightened me in a whole different way. I've been saying it all my life, and it enlightened me because it says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
And his righteousness.
And all these things will be added. And when we heard that, and I started sharing with my wife, our business was just really doing incredibly well from a worldly standpoint. But he was giving us warning what was coming and preparing us how he would take us through as things started to happen. And the moment we started trusting him explicitly, really, I mean really walking by faith, not by sight. See, we that's the key. Sight, but by faith. Then as things, people started losing their business all around us, people were closing their business, all kinds. But God has been right in our midst, blessing us through all of it. So I believe you have to, at least this is for us, if you choose, to follow that word. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. Get into him. Everything is about him because it comes from him. We're only here anyway on this planet to serve him.
That's
everything
right.
else is superfluous.
Thank you so much for that eloquent answer. Cynthia is still typing. I'm going to go back. However, Dr. Dew, there is a question from James to you. Where did it go?
I see it.
You saw it?
The one that says, would I agree? In
yes.
fact, God projecting light, the light of soul into our bodies?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not sure what I was talking about. All that, that's a lot of stuff, and that sounds like somebody's New Age kind of thought, because we are the light of the world. That's what the Word says. So I follow the Word of God. And all that means is that when people see you and I that have called him and chosen to be a follower of Jesus Christ, we are the light of the world. And when we go to places, wherever we go, and we have the anointing in our lives, things change. We watch it. Wherever my wife and I, when we go places, things change because of the light of God's glory. And we it's not about, you know, some folks, they live it out front, and you can see them, all this glamour. But I believe the light of God's glory must not only be out, but you have to live it in your home. It's all around.
Mm-hmm.
And that light reflects him. So when they see you, they see Jesus.
Right.
To see Jesus, they need to see you.
Right.
And if you're not reflecting him, then you're not reflecting his word, because his word and he, him are one and the same.
All right. Let me just read for the people who are going to be listening on the archive. I want to read James's question. Dr. Dew, would you agree? Oh, I lost it again. Somebody just type. I'm going to read it quickly this time. Okay. Dr. Dew, would you agree that we are in fact God projecting the light of soul into our bodies? So that was the question that Dr. Dew just answered. If you are listening on the archive, and James, I don't know. Give me a minute, Prophetess James. I don't know if you have a follow up comment on Dr. Dew's response. Go ahead, Prophetess Argina.
I just want to go on the coattail with Dr. Dew for Cynthia. And Cynthia, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to touch and agree with you that God will bless your relatives that do not have jobs, that God will bless them to receive jobs. Father, in the name of Jesus, I touch and agree with Cynthia and the things that my husband said, that you bless her relatives that do not have a job. Take the pride out of them that many of them could receive a job, but they want a certain type of job. But let them receive a job now that they can get to that particular job that they want. Let the pressure that has been placed upon Cynthia that she has to care for so many come off of her so that she can see the gift that you have given her as an entrepreneur, that she can have even more. But bless some of these relatives to get out, dear Father. Touch their hearts even tonight, that tomorrow morning that someone will call at least two of these relatives and say, your interview is here. Come and go, and let's get this job. Father, we believe that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You know, Prophet, not only that prayer, and that is just incredible, but also, Sister Cynthia said, I did ask God and believe
okay.
that he answered that for me. I guess I need to walk in it and believe she's had several confirmations.
Mm-hmm.
I just needed to walk by faith. Thank you, she says. And to piggyback on what the prophet just prayed, I don't know the kind of business you're in, but if you're in a business where it can be a family business, and you can have people to truly be with you, not trying to run you, but you are the leader, you're the guide, then also let them come in alignment with what you're doing so that you can be strong. Because if they need to be part of your distribution, if they need to be part of your administration, there are different aspects. I don't know what your business is, but you know. And if there's a way so your business can grow, then let it be in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
But as the prophet prayed, they need jobs, let them go get jobs and not let them, because I'm telling you, in when entrepreneurs, one of the things that can hinder people the greatest families.
Yes.
A lot of folks don't like what I'm going to say, but that's families can get in the way and they can give you hell. So be sure that these are of God that are coming and being a part of it, that they're not there to bring destruction, but that
Amen.
You're on one accord. And
Amen.
The leader takes the leadership role.
Amen. Wonderful. Thank you. I want to welcome Keisha NC to the room. I want to welcome guest 3729 to the room and to Cynthia, Dr. Dew, Prophetess Argina, Vanna Kay, and James for still being in the room. James, I wrote there, I want to find out whether or not you have a follow-up to what Dr. Dew said and whether or not you're satisfied with the answer. Again, I am in conversation with Dr. Lauren Dew and Prophetess Argina Dew. Remember to call in 646-915-8166. Again, 646-915-8166. And it's getting good, so I'm not even going to go for any for a commercial break. So come on, guys, light up the switchboard. Lot of good stuff we're talking about here. And I know, don't wait and send me an email saying I shoulda, coulda, woulda. That's the question. You need to do it now. So this is your opportunity. We just love to hear your voice when you call in. So show my guests some love. You're only like you can do. So again, 646-915-8166. So James is typing. Yes, so let us talk about your work, Dr. Du, with the young people. When the Lord told you that you got to write this book and you have to start ministering to young people to tell them how not to accept those things, was it something comfortable to do? What was it like?
The whole process of writing is actually, for me, it's been a very healing process and an enlightening process and a fulfilling process from the standpoint of my own personal wounds, a healing. And the whole idea of all of us talking and ministering to people, that's, remember I talked earlier about being the jack of all trades, not understanding why all the stuff I have done in the past, how it would all come together.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be able to use the skills of talking, of ministering.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a minister, I get to do that. Well, no, what it has done is open ways so that I could understand and embrace the various things that are happening.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I believe, how we got to that second book, which is the actual book, Teddy Bear Stolen Innocence, the book that's available now, they both are, that actually breaks forth my story. See, the first book is a book that takes the Bible from Genesis to Revelation.
Mm.
And when I wrote it back in 1996 through 2005, the things that I discovered then. And so it has most of the stuff that the church isn't talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the stuff some of the church folks are doing. And in it, though, it's what he said is, you are to get people talking. The dialogue started. Because what happened, people were saying, taking Ephesians, the fifth chapter, verse 3, when Paul said, don't let it be mentioned among you, well, for some 2,000 years, people have not been talking about sex in the church.
Mm-hmm.
People have not really, ministering about sex in a loving and caring way.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a lot of harping and homophobic mumble-jumble and a whole lot of other foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
But God wants people to know that sex is of Him, and it's something that we are to, it's a gift from Him.
Mm-hmm.
And depending, and so to get the dialogue going, and that the abuse wasn't Him, people that are raping folks, even from in the church, all that foolishness, it's not of Him.
Mm-hmm.
And to try to hide it and pretend like folks are not being abused.
Push it under the carpet. Why?
Push it all that foolishness. And
why
so he said,
why is such a taboo? Why aren't the church talking about these things?
Because so many in the church are doing it, number one.
Mm.
Number two, because it's much easier to push something away, particularly if you're involved in it or want to be, and you cannot bring healing where you are part of the problem. So if you're part of the problem, you cannot be a part of the solution.
Solution. Mm-hmm.
That's the main reason, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And then secondly, because they have misinterpreted, probably, and this is probably the primary reason for some of them, they've misinterpreted what Paul said. They've taken his word wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And so in a new book coming out soon called Sex in the Bible, I am going to dispel many of the untruths, many of the misstatements made by ministers and doctors today about the Bible, and say, here's what it is. You can read it. I'm not introducing anything new.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that I'm going to share is right there in writing. And if you read it, you'll say, oh my goodness, it's here. And it's, but because we listen to a man or a woman behind a pulpit and we don't read it for ourselves or question or to challenge it, we just take it to be the gospel truth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I encourage people.
And I don't think reading is the problem, it's the interpretation.
Well, so, interpretation, whatever, but they're not taking it right. And so now is the time for it to be out clear, concise, and be able to do the will of God and live a wholesome, fulfilling life.
And when you started off on the empowering of people around the area of abuse and sex, did shame get in the way at all? Because you
shame
know
for me, you mean, or shame for the people?
For you, because you wouldn't know.
No, because remember, when God brought healing to me, he gave me the understanding of shame, and I teach about that. I do a whole lesson on sex in the Bible, where shame first was introduced in the Garden of Eden, right out of the garden. And that shame, that spirit of shame, is obviously of the devil. So when healing comes to you, and it's coming to you, you release those various spirits. Shame is one of those. Embarrassment is one of those. Lying is one of those. Okay. All of that disbelief is one of those.
Okay.
And unfaithfulness is one of those.
That's right. That's right.
So shame, yes. Many people walk in shame, but that's not of God.
They do.
That's right. That's right. A prophetess, Arjuna, what's the difference between a prophetess and a psychic?
And if they read the word, gifts and calling are without repentance. I use my gift for the glory of God. I use my gift to bless God's people and bless those that come to us, whether they're saved or unsaved. Many psychics use their gift, and some use it in the format of the adversary. And some use it to bring people into them, so that many times they suck a lot of people in and people give them money and pay. Nobody pays me. Nobody gives me and the prophet any money, me and my husband. God blesses us. And if people want to give, they give. But we don't do it to bring you in. We don't put a sign out that there's a prophetess that lives at this address as you see the psychic sign. And you go inside and they read your palm or they read the cards, they read the tea leaves. And we have been in that incident. We were at a place a year ago where they were they had a psychic out reading. And when we passed by, she looked at us, you know, like, oh my God, you know, and I told the lady that owned the shop, and she says, well, are you a psychic? I said, no, I'm a prophetess of God. We don't draw people in and take their money and just give them a word. We give them the scriptures of God. We tell them what God says, and I'm telling you the honest truth. People, they come, it'll agree in their spirit. They'll feel it. They'll know it. That's God. How could they know this if God hadn't told you? And that's where we come from.
That's
where we come from. That's where prophets come from. You've never seen a prophet in the Word of God or a prophetess in the Word of God seeking out people for their money.
You never have.
They give the Word of God, and if people want to bless, they'll bless them. If they don't, it's okay, because God's still going to take care of us.
That's right.
We're here for the glory of God. And I want to say, may you be blessed, Dr. Daphne. May God continue to bless your ministry and what you're doing. May your son be blessed. May God meet his needs spiritually and naturally and give him the visions of what he wants to do in his life, because he's just beginning. And may he be encouraged today to know that he can do anything through Christ who strengthens him, even in himself, his own, being his own man, his own business, coming forward. I'm telling you, God is going to bless greatly.
All right. I want to read something. Thank you. James wrote in the chat room, I do believe that we have the power to be, do, have anything we desire. I feel that we are, in fact, through our consciousness, in control of our own miracles. I would like to think that we are, in fact, all God. With our intention, we can direct that energy. We call miracles. Any response, Prophetess Arjuna, and then Dr. Dew, any response to that feedback from James?
But what does James believe in? Does he believe in God, or does he believe in what the New Age says? You know, I'm here to say that whatever you believe in and whatever you call your God to be, then that's what you walk in. I call my God to be God who created all mankind, and I believe in his son, Jesus Christ, that was sent here to redeem us from the curse of the law. And I believe, in fact, that through him we have the power, and in him we have the power. It is in him that has given us the power, because he spoke those words that we would have power when he ascended on high. That's what I believe in. And if that's what you believe in, then that's what you walk in. God created us with a free will mind. That's why God loves us so much. Mm. That's why God didn't want to let us go. That's why God didn't want to give us over to the adversary, because he created us with a free will mind. And we have that opportunity to receive him or reject him. What a mighty God we serve, that he loves us so much that he sent his only son, and he still loves us, and he's still warring for us to come and be a part of him. So what you may believe in, that's between you and God.
Okay.
Well, let me just share with you, Dr. Daphne, this statement to me sounds in a New Age language, and we are not God. There are many people that believe that we are God, and we are not God. At least that's what I believe. We're not here to, I don't argue, I will not debate. Here's what I believe in. I believe the Word of God. And if a brother or sister, man or woman, accepts the Word of God, then we can discuss it intelligently, and that's where it is. But if we are into New Age and other things, that's fine. Because, you see, when you walk in between, there are some people that believe part of the Bible, and they believe part of the New Age. Well, that's not where it is. There's one God, it says one Lord, one faith, one baptism. And if you believe this way, that's fine. If you choose not to, I have no problem with that. That's one of the things that God has given me in the ministry, a ministry of love and conciliation.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so a peace. I have peace that he says, you, according to Deuteronomy 30th chapter verse 19, he says, I set before you life, I set before you death. So we have the choice to either accept life, which is his word and his way, or we can accept death. And so that statement is a nice statement, but I don't support it.
Right.
And I don't see it in the word. That's all I can say. I don't see it in the word.
How do you define New Age? I let you go first, Dr. Drew, seeing that you have the mic.
Well, the New Age are those people that believe in the earth, and they believe that we're God, and they believe that they believe in all the elements, and they don't really believe that there is a God, or they believe there's several gods. Some of them do. There's so much to the New Age movement, but they essentially don't accept the Bible and the Word of God as infallible, and so they have kind of their own thing. And so the New Age embraces so many characteristics and flaws. Matter of fact, I have here in front of me, I'm glad you asked that, because I like to use sometimes the my Wikipedia when I don't have the other encyclopedia. And it simply says the New Age movement is a Western spiritual movement that developed in the second half of the 20th century. Its central precepts have been described as drawing, listen, on both Eastern and Western spiritual and metaphysical traditions, and then infusing them with influences from self-help and motivational psychology, holistic health, parapsychology, consciousness research, and quantum physics. It aims to create a spirituality without borders or confining dogmas that is inclusive and pluralistic. Another of its primary traits is holding to a holistic world view, thereby emphasizing that the mind, body, and spirit are interrelated, and there is a form of monism and unity throughout the universe, that one that we're God. It further attempts to create a world view that includes both science and spirituality, and thereby embraces a number of forms of science and pseudoscience. That's what the New Age is.
Okay. And Dr. Prophetess Gina, what's your definition on what's your definition of New Age?
My definition of New Age is those that don't believe that God has created all mankind in his image and likeness, and that Jesus was sent by God to redeem us,
mm-hmm.
that he died for us. See, we are not created within ourselves, and some people believe if you're here, then who created you? And even scientists are saying now that they have to remove themselves from the belief that we came from monkeys. Now they're saying maybe there is a God, some scientists are saying. When you look around this universe, how could you make a tree? How could you make a moon or the sun? How could you be a God when you can't even remove yourself to make yourself do anything unless the will of God is in you? You have to have the mind of Christ to live. Well, if you're a God, then what are you doing on this earth? If you are a God walking in a body, why aren't you blessing those around you?
Doctor, Dew, you're in the chat room, so you saw James's comments to you.
Yes, I did. Uh-huh. That's
okay.
Fine. Uh-huh.
Prophetess Argina, God bless you. Yes. Okay, the time is going. I wonder where the time went. We are down to the last 19 minutes, guys. Call in. The number to call is 646-915-8166. I'm in conversation with Prophetess Argina Dew and Dr. Dew, and I met them a few weeks ago, maybe around about a month, because one late night I was going through clicking different shows, and then I found their show, and they are doing a mighty work there. I listen and I hear people calling in and giving their testimony about their the work that they are doing. I want to welcome Minister Grock. Is it Grock? I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it right. Excuse me, G-R-O-K.
That's it, Minister Grock. Mm-hmm.
Grock, thank you for coming on to the show. And I hope this will not be your last time. So this is the time, guys, to get your calls in or get your questions into the chat room. I know you both have two separate shows. Would you, Prophetess Argina, would you please talk about your show and when it's on and the hour, please?
The program that we do on Tuesday night is Prayer with the Prophets, and that's on Tuesday night, and it comes on at 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'm on again Friday night with Conversation with the Prophet and Not a Psychic.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes on at 9 p.m. on Friday night's Mountain Standard Time. And I really want to give God the glory, because having those programs has been a blessing, not just to us, but so many people, Dr. Daphne,
mm-hmm.
so many people. So I welcome all those that come on Tuesday night and Friday nights. Dr. Dew and I both are on those nights together, but God has blessed us with the ministry that complements one another, that
mm-hmm.
we can. And listen to what God is saying real quick. If you are seeking and you want a mate, you want a companion that's in the Lord, be married to God. Surrender to him, and he will complement you with what you need in your ministry. And then if you are just wanting to be in God's will, give yourself to God totally and walk in obedience to his word. You will be blessed. You'll be blessed beyond your imagination. You'll be blessed beyond what you thought. Take Ephesians 3:20 and put it in your heart. I'm telling you, God is in the midst of blessing those that are in him for his glory. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Can you please, I know Minister Croak wrote it in, but you want to just, for the people who are on the archive, would you please repeat what your contact information is for the show?
Dr. Dew.
We have a program called Prayer with the Prophets. That's on Tuesday evening, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time to 8 p.m. Mountain Standard Time on Tuesdays. It's blogtalkradio.com/prophetess-Argina. Argina is A-R-J-E-A-N-A. And then on Friday evening, we have a second program called Live Conversations with a Prophetess, Not a Psychic. That program is 9 p.m. Mountain Standard Time to 11 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. And you go again to the same place, blogtalkradio.com/prophetess-Arjina.
All right. Thank you. We are down to the last 7 minutes. No, excuse me, 14 minutes.
Thank
so
you.
So what I want to do right now is to give each of you a few minutes to just summarize your conversation today and to just leave the listeners with some high points, even if they don't remember everything we spoke about. What do you want them to hold on to out of this conversation?
Well, before I do that, Dr. Daphne, let me put in there my information, because we said we do have two separate lines that we
yes.
use.
Yes.
So we have Joy Christian Center. I'm going to give that out. And that ministry is our ministry arm, the 501c3 that we have, that we meet on Sunday morning with live conversations. I'm going to put that live Sunday meetings, what it is. And we'll put that into your chat room as well. Real simple. You go to blogtalkradio.com/, and that's all in there for you, okay, to go in and see that. Let's see if we get that in there for you. There we go. Live Sunday meeting, Cyber Church. It's 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time to 12 noon Mountain Standard Time. And it's you simply go to blogtalkradio.com/dr-do.
All
now,
right.
The first program. And then the second program, that's the one Sunday. Then the second program we do on a weekly basis is called Say a Word About This. And that is on Wednesdays. Here it is. Wednesday, 12 noon Mountain Standard Time till 2 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Mm-hmm. Again, blogtalkradio.com/dr-do.
Right.
There are programs that we're on four times a week in ministering the in love, the Word of God.
All right. So thank you, Prophetess Arjina. Would you like to summarize, and then we go back to Dr. Dew, what you want to leave the people with, what you want them to hold on to out of this conversation tonight?
If you don't know God, get to know Him. If you want to know Him any deeper, get in His Word. If you want to know that He is able to do anything but fail, test Him at His Word, and He will be there to answer your requests.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that. Dr. Dew?
My summary would be, I'm going to post for you the two books that we've been talking about, but not really saying much. The first book is Don't Say a Word About This, Exposing and Confronting Sexual Perversion. You can find that book at a real easy website, simply drdue.com, drdue.com. And there you'll see my blog. You'll see information that we post. We'll see some places for healing, just a whole lot of good information, helps, as we call it. And then the second book that is available, they're both available, but this one now is just coming off the press from the printers. You can either get either of these books in an EPUB, or you can get them in a hardback. If you want the EPUB, you can always go to Amazon. If you don't want to go to our private websites, go to Amazon.com, and they'll get it for you. But the second book, Teddy Bear, Stolen Innocence, you can find that at, this one is a little longer. It's, of course, the three W's and all that, but it's Incest in BlackAmerica.com. I'm going to say that again because it's kind of startling. Incest in BlackAmerica.com. And the reason we use that is because there are many people that said there was no incest in Black America. And just whether it's Black America or White America or Yellow America or Brown America or Red America, there is incest. And God brought me out of it, and I'm here to encourage others to that to come out of it, but particularly our children. That's where I'm concerned. The pedophiles and the abusers who take advantage of our children, the folks who take advantage of the domestic violence, which this month is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. That's where my real concern is. That's where wife and I, we really are concerned about those that can't help themselves. And the children that are being taken advantage of, they have no advocate except us to speak out for them and will do for them. Stop it. And if you see something happening, I say it to everyone, then, and don't put yourself in harm's way, but if you can, make that call. Make that move. Cause, do something. Cause it. Do something today. That's what God gave me this Friday. Whatever you can, do it today. And bless a child. That's what I want to leave you with.
Tomorrow.
Here.
That's right. And listen, we have 9 minutes remaining, still time to get a call. So if you have a burning question, don't allow us to click the button here and you don't get to ask your question. So this is your opportunity, 646-915-8166. All right, I see James typing, I see Vanna typing, so let's see if they have a question. Can you click Skype? Okay, yes, or you can click Skype. If you're on, instead of calling the telephone, you can also click Skype if you have the Skype. And, of course, I'm doing the show on Skype, so Skype to Skype is free and it will not cost you. So, oh, thank you. Thank you, James. And you have to help me later on to upload the video. So we're going to be talking. So it's just, I am just so blessed to always have amazing guests who believe in what I do and set time aside to invest. They are not here for publicity, but they are here to invest in the calling of what the Lord has called me to do and to help me, because I'm on a mission to change this world by transforming one life at a time. So I find this as a blessing, even if one person tune in each week when I have my show on a Wednesday and a Sunday. I indeed call it a blessing, because if that one goes out and touch one more person, the job is done. So I'm thankful to all of you. So we have 7 minutes remaining. And what would your closing thoughts be, Prophetess Argina?
That God never fails, that he's always there when you need him. He's never left any of us alone. We leave him, but he doesn't leave us. Display yourself that people will know that God is in you and you're in God.
That's
a display for the glory of God.
That's right. Cynthia is typing, so while I'm looking to see what she types and if it's a question, I want to ask Dr. Dew, what would your closing thoughts be? Okay, thank you. You're welcome, Cynthia.
Thank you much. And to Minister Groke, just typed in, I believe, his website, cyiworldwide.com. Check out Minister Groke. He ministers to young people in the Minnesota, St. Paul, Minneapolis area, and doing a great job in dealing with young people. I would say that if you don't have the first book, you don't say a word about this, you might want to get that book. You definitely want to get Teddy Bear. But the first book is a book that you, if you're a counselor, if you're a teacher, if you're a pastor, if you're someone that's helping people to get an understanding of what the Bible says, because all through it, all 278 pages, for the most part, have all the scriptures and then the comment or the interpretation that I was given by the Lord, what these scriptures mean and how they can be used to be a blessing to help you if you have confusion on your identity of whether you're male or female, whether you're born gay or whether you're supposed to be in whatever. It goes through those areas. It talks about rape. It talks about incest. It talks about even the most dastard things, the sodomy. All of those issues are covered in this book, and so that would be a blessing. Then the Teddy Bear, I would just say that book is a book that you really want. It's written, and hear this out, it is written to black men. But I know that men across the land will want it. And you'll say, why did I do that? Because I studied almost 400 books when I wrote my first book. And mm-hmm. five of those books, they said that black people didn't even count in all the research I was doing. Five books actually said it, that we didn't count in the research on sexual issues. And mm-hmm. so I knew I had to write a book that's very specific and make sure that people know why I'm doing it and its purpose and its benefit. And its benefit is to help young men who were caught. I have 9 stories in this book, 9 little vignettes of mm-hmm. young men who have been abused by their fathers, their brothers, their uncles, their grandfathers, their pastors. Mm-hmm. And then I do a thing called Dr. Dewdrops, and mm-hmm. we analyze those things. Mm-hmm. And then we have some information there to help these men know that they can overcome, they can be strong,
yes.
they don't
yes.
have to remain. They can move away from the shame, as Dr. Daphne was asking about earlier. They can move mm-hmm. away from the guilt. And mm-hmm. if they have to serve some time, they got to serve it. But they can be set free,
that's
from
right.
that spirit that that's has been cast upon them, the mm-hmm. curse that has followed them.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, it's in families,
yes.
families, yes. Centuries. But mm-hmm. the curse stops. And just mm-hmm. like the curse stopped with me,
mm-hmm.
the
yes.
curse can stop with those that are going through it. And know they can walk in victory
yes.
today
yes.
and have the peace that passes all understanding.
Wow.
Amen.
Well, yeah. I thank, sharing our strength. Sorry you came at the end of the show. By all means, catch it on the archive. This was indeed a great show. I want to thank Sister Cynthia, Dr. Dew, guest 3729, James, Keisha NC, Minister Croak, Prophetess Argina, Sharon Strength, and Vanna Kay for coming this evening and for blessing us here with your presence. I want to remind you not to settle for mediocrity, because you have the ability to create excellence, because that's what you were created to do. Know that you have a destiny. And I want to remind you not to allow anyone or anything to derail you off of your destiny. I
Amen.
Want to remind you to tune in again on Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So long and stay blessed. I love you.
Call it destiny. Will you let me know? What's the place that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
Grab it in your spirit and say this.
Thank you for
showing me,
for showing me
and directing me,
directing me,
hallelujah,
to my destiny.
I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord thank you for showing me, hallelujah, and directing me. Speak to it, my destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it, hallelujah, to my destiny.